Okay, well, the planetary intelligence of Earth, as we have already mentioned, is a male dominant personality who may be in this position for temporary purposes because his specialty is to stir things up. And as we all know, we've had a major hornet's nest stirred up on this planet starting about March. And so I received a lot of feedback from people after the last call with respect to how powerful the connection with this being was. And so, as a group, right now, we are to relax and invoke this being, and we'll again just call him Entia. Because Mary won't let me call him what I want to call him, which is Vinny. And those who use Sri Yantra, of course, going to be utilized specifically for the widening of bandwidth for the beings to come in and work on that spirit life project that we have going on. And now we're gathering some energy to share with each other, which is being released right now. And as a portal, we can flow healing and transformation again into the biosphere. Or however it is best to be used. I think it might be primarily the biosphere. I think they're going to want our help with that for the coming weeks. And so at this point, we can now just drop into quiet silence while this work continues. And the only trick here is just to basically listen to the silence. And you can allow yourself to be informed if you want by any impressions. And we'll just let this work go, because I myself can really feel the energy building. So I'll just mute myself and let's just hang together for a bit.
Hey, Michelle, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, so I'd like to bring everybody back. Go ahead and wiggle your toes and stretch and ground yourself back in this now. And if anybody wants to unmute themselves and share any impressions, feel free to do so.
I'm already unmuted, so I'll go ahead and share a little bit of what I saw. There was a lot of different impressions throughout, but something that was really cool is when we first started to connect, a few minutes before we got quiet, I saw circles of light like open up around each one of us, like we each kind of turned on. And then I saw, I think this had to be Jason, his energy or something along those lines. I saw a body and it lit up like in the center of what I'm guessing is his head and connected into mine. And that happened with each one of us. And then as we got quiet, this was really cool. Our circles like connected. There were four at first in the shape of a large cross, but then they filled in and came together in a way that was like the flower of life pattern almost. It was really neat. And then a being went around this big circle that we were all in and connected to from behind. And this is what I'm guessing would be Anthea, connecting all of us and like grounding us into that energy. That was really neat. And it just started kind of storming here as soon as we're kind of coming back into our bodies, which is just so fascinating for me. But a couple of other, I saw some like, and like lots of symbols, geometric symbols, but there was this bright green and yellow bird, almost like a phoenix, but in different colors. And then toward the end, there was a dragon, like a big dragon. And when that dragon energy came in, I don't know if anybody else heard this, but on my end, there was like a big disruption on the call. There's a lot more, but I'm going to stop for now and kind of process everything.
Wow. That's cool. Very cool.
I can share while it's fresh in my mind.
Okay, go for it.
That's okay. This is Susan. So when we first got started, I felt almost like a line of electricity going along my left jaw and into my occiput. And then I saw, I see eyes sometimes, but they're like human looking eyes and they're 100% of the time looking at me. And this is the first time I've seen that human quote unquote eye looking kind of to my right, but I got the image of the map symbol that this eye was looking to the south. I have no idea what that means. But then I also got a bird as well. It almost had like a little bit, not as simplistic as a rooster, but it had that kind of like coxcomb along the head and kind of going down the back. And the color was the color of like a golden saffron color that's been steeping in warm milk. Yeah. So it's kind of when Michelle said, you know, the bird, I was like, ah, the bird. Yes. There were a few other things that make zero sense. I'm not going to go there, but that's kind of the strongest imagery that came through. And then a pulsing feeling, like kind of like, oh gosh, what are those things that spin around in the labs to separate minerals and all? They do it like in blood labs too, to separate platelets from everything else. Thank you, centrifuge. It was like this pulsing feeling of like a oof, oof,
oof. I also saw pulsing.
Thank you.
So
coming from the center of the circle.
Okay.
Check this out, Michelle and Susan. I went into my 4D avatar, and I'm doing this a lot lately. So I was there in my light body, and I was circling everyone, and I was pulsing energy into the whole group.
Yes,
so I
just
know
got
if I was doing response. That, but I was waiting for someone to tell me that they felt that, because I was intentionally, actually, I called on the love of the universal creator to come inside me. And then I did that, and I was basically lighting everybody up.
Yes, I felt heart. So, but then when I checked, am I just hearing my heartbeat? Because, you know, sometimes imagination, wishful thinking, all that other stuff. And then the answer I got was, no, it's not your heartbeat, but it was heart based. And it was just, it was this similar cadence of like, whoosh, whoosh.
Yeah, that's, I felt that coming out of the center of the circle, like almost toward the end, like a, just boom, it was this big wave pulsing out. And so then that wave of energy like came out and then back into the center, out and back in, and then it grew up like a mountain almost in the center. And then it just, it like built up and built up and boom, it went down, came crashing down flat and pulsed out again.
Wow.
Very cool.
You know,
I'm
not,
saw it then. Good.
You know, I'm not like a quote unquote professional. I don't practice these things like every day. I frequently doubt myself. And so being able to be on a call like this and think, oh God, should I talk or should I not talk? This sounds so stupid. I could totally see people rolling their eyes at me, right? Grow up, Susan. But to have the a couple of people with a consensus of like, oh yeah, I experienced that too. It's
confirmation. Helpful. Is good.
It's confirmation. I'm not going to say validation because I don't need validation, but confirmation, yes. So thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Very welcome.
Can I say something?
Go ahead, Diane.
Hi. So I was circulating the energy. I was breathing it into my heart and out my third eye, and I was just circulating that. And so that was interesting, and I felt the pulsing. And I saw what I think might have been Jason, but it was like a Jimmy Neutron kind of cartoon. Playing with the molecules and the atoms and the making the alchemy. I just wanted to throw that out there. This was so much fun. Thank you.
May I interject then what I wasn't going to share because I thought it sounded stupid, but for some reason, the representation in my mind, first I saw marbles and then I saw glitter, but it was like too big to be glitter, too small to be confetti. And it was like a coalescing kind of a mylar almost, like just glowing. So what you just said, Diane, kind of reminds me of like molecules and atoms and such, but it kind of sparkled, not like fairy dust.
I saw something kind of like glitter too. It was like almost like there was a field of shooting stars coming down, but it's just, they light up for a second and then dissipate. But it was like raining down, like this glitter almost at part of it. That was pretty neat.
Oh, thank you. I don't feel stupid.
I'm so glad people are you know, you're sharing your impressions, and I don't think there's anything, you know, it's your experience. So think anybody here, I think we're all just kind of, I feel like this group is pretty supportive and open, and I love it when people are vulnerable and share their experience, because I think that what happens is when we're all together, there's a stronger conduit going on, and it can kind of amplify abilities. You know, it can kind of create a wider bandwidth, in a sense, for information to come in. And it's actually interesting, because I really, in a way, sort of think that people were streaming information not unlike you might experience in like an ABS session, where you're completely not expecting anything. You're just kind of listening and being open and quiet. And when the impressions come to you, when you're not, you know what I mean? Like, you're not seeking them, they're just appearing. Then you can say that you're getting a more practiced receptivity, if that makes sense.
So yeah, awesome. That makes sense. Like, you know, if you're chasing those, you know, phenomenon or whatever, I think that actually, like, shuts you down in a way, where if you're, like, trying or seeking it out, it's just not going to happen.
You're trying too hard, whereas, and, you know, I felt you guys. I didn't see anything this time. I just felt there was this moment where I felt it all kind of gel together, and we were all, I felt us in the circle, that presence.
I felt
the energy.
I felt a strong symmetry immediately in the group. I'm glad you mentioned that, Mary, about the ABS. I felt that immediately and chose to just really be in presence. I was very aware of everybody. I definitely saw the eyes. They were my own, and they looked incredibly good. I wanted to just be there and had no expectations. Initially, I felt a higher intelligence, a male, and chose not to pay attention, just to simply be there. So I have to hop off, but I want to thank you all. That was really a wonderful time spent together, and I felt so comfortable, so peaceful.
Yeah, there was a deep peace to it.
Shelly, are you familiar with Zen DeBrook?
What was that?
Shelly, are you familiar with Zen DeBrook? I guess not. Okay. Your voice is an absolute twin or identical to another Shelley who was in a course I took by a woman whose name is Zen.
Mm.
No matter. But
that's
anyway.
Cool.
I actually don't see her on here anymore. She might have gotten booted.
Oh, well, it's the woman speaking a lot in this meditation share. Maybe the name is not Shelley. But anyway.
Michelle.
I don't know. My screen is too big and I cannot tell who's speaking. I'm sorry. It doesn't matter.
Is it me? You're talking about?
Can you talk a little more?
Yeah, my name's Michelle. You were saying Shelley.
Okay.
I don't know. It's funny, though, because that's like my family nickname is Shelley.
Yeah, that is. You just have a voice twin thing going on. But anyway, it's all good. And I really enjoyed that. My body, the cells in my body, my upper hemispheres, the top of my head was just totally expanding in the hemispheres and the stratospheres, going out into galaxies and systems. And I really wasn't trying or even wanting to observe. I just was enjoying being there. So thank you all.
That's a really cool experience.
Awesome. I'll look forward to doing it again. Thank you, Mary. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Bye.
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 I'm gonna stop the recording.
Something else that I got was a lot of heat, like physical heat. I don't know if anybody else had like those kind of sensations, but I just got really, really hot and I could feel like this pressure. My ear is still burning, like my ears were burning, but I just feel this pressure on the side of my face.